Hi friends, we start with chapter 4, Techniques of Marketing Research. Essentially in this chapter, we are trying to give you an insight about various types of marketing research techniques. Now when I say that, over a period, over decades, marketing researchers have evolved certain set formats of doing certain specific types of research. This is being covered out here. You will get an idea about what it is, what could be the advantage, limitations or variations within, etc. Of course, there are many of them. So let's start, I think, and try and pay attention to. See that I try and touch base on important aspects rather than everything that has been mentioned even in the presentation. So moving forward, the first, this is understanding is to we understand various techniques and applications thereof into the real world by the marketing people. Technique of the marketing research incorporates the science, and as I said, over a period the researchers have formed the ideal way or methods of doing certain specific types of research in a certain specific way. It provides you idea about how the consumers behave and choose their products, and essentially that's what we begin with. As a book states, and the test marketing as the first technique. So what is taste marketing? And irrespective of say what is our written out here, it is like you really create a marketing environment you in a very limited area, and you try and test your effectiveness, efficacy, etc. There are various variations. You try and either create a complete test market, you try and create a very limited test market, you try and create one specific marketing mix variable based test market. So there are ways that which you can handle. So that's what test marketing is. It's in other words, testing actually your pre-launch, testing pre-launch phase, your actual marketing mix that you are going to launch when you are actually going to launch the product on an all India level. So that's the test marketing is all about. And executes entire marketing plan for a product in a specific way, in a specific area as such. And so moving on, it simulates the eventual marketing mix. So it's actually replicates the price at which you are going to enter, the flavors that you are going to offer, the channel that you are going to use, etc., the marketing communication, the store displays, the signages and various things. So it really replicates that and looks at the outcome. Depending on the quality and quantity of the sales data required for final decision, test marketing may last for several weeks to several months. So depending on significance, criticality of the decision, the period may vary from product to product. Due to its high cost, it is more suitable for fast moving packaged goods than the any other product. So generally this has been done for FMCG companies and all. It's costly, needs time, and that's the area, that's the product area with a lot at stake. And therefore they try and do this kind of a test marketing. Its ideal aims to duplicate the everything from the promotion to the distribution and marketing communication, etc. Technique replicates typically in one area what is planned to occur in a national launch. In a national level, what is planned to occur is typically tried in a limited geographical area, and results are monitored to see that these results when obtained can be extrapolated at a national level. There is no other influence that is creating favorable or an adverse impact on what is happening in the market. Decisions go for no-go together with relate to the reduction of the risk normally. So it helps you to decide go, no-go or minor tweaks essential, or you need to rethink on your marketing communication offer, etc. Anything could be the derivative at the end of this test marketing phase when it's go over. Test market basically and essentially the first step in a national launch of plan. So after you do test marketing, again you revisit your marketing mix, and with required tweaks and improvements, you then go national. You may do other test market depending on the criticality of your investment decision, the dependency of the success on overall future of the company portfolios and various things. After weighing the relative merits and demerits, a product may be dropped out or taken for commercialization. So that's the outcome of overall test marketing. who does that? And what kind of low cost product with low risk failure does not need a test marketing. So, a kilo salt or, chocolates or those kind of thing may not need. There are certain nature, high risk, high cost products, etc. may need a test marketing, or there's an investment. There's a capital investment. There is a long term investment being planned. Though the product could not be very high or, very, very precious category as such. But it still needs a test marketing so that people can make out by whether it is worthwhile to invest in new plant, new product for the new product line, etc. Results under one set of environmental factor may altogether be different from the other. One aspect of this is like environment within which the test marketing is done. If the environmental this thing has changed over a period, then the same test marketing, even if it is done in the same area, may yield you different reasons. So that's one plus and negative of the test marketing. The area of the test marketing may be any one of the following. Where can you do market, medium, and the channel? You can test market at a market level. You can test market at the medium level. At the test market, the channel level. Channel is the distribution channel. Medium is how you reach to your consumers, etc. So that's where also you can test market. Important decisions are like, what do you test market? Which is a test market? And so one of the above kind of a thing. How long does the test market is going to last, and a success criteria? What will determine the success, whether test marketing is successful or not? Following types, and there's the consumer goods and business goods. So as we say, B2C and B2B, both product categories can have a test marketing. However, they have a different types. There are four types under consumer research: sales wave research, simulated test marketing, control test marketing, and total test marketing. Okay, two stages under B2B, which is alpha testing and beta testing. So we will try to understand how does this go by and a type of thing. So I will probably revisit here and would like to briefly touch base on what it is. Sales wave research is like you try to introduce your product, you try to keep varying certain conditions, certain aspects, certain one factor is waved, one factor is changed over a period, and then you monitor the variations in the sales. So first 2 months maybe the price, next 2 months the offer, or you may go in. So that will, the wave that it will generate will determine the success or the failure, or what is bringing success or what is hampering the success, etc. So that kind of this thing research, when it is done, it is a sales wave research. Simulated test marketing. Simulated test marketing means here certain simulations are given over a period of time. The simulations and its impact on the sale is monitored. So therefore, this is known as a simulated test marketing. Control test marketing. You know two variables, and now you will control the environment. You will not only control the environment, you will not apply the you will apply the changes as you need, etc. And then you try and do the observations under those conditions, etc. And then you try and see the impact on the sale, etc. So it's a controlled test marketing, happens in a controlled environment with controlled moderation of the variable factors, etc. So that's the controlled test marketing. And then full-fledged test marketing. All four P's of marketing mix are implemented in one geographical area to see that how it happens. Competitors is also exposed. What is the competitive reaction, etc. is also studied in such kind of a test market. It's a full-fledged replication of your national marketing mix, but in a limited geographical area. And at the end of it, yes, it gives you the idea whether you are ready for the national launch or not, or whether you need any tweak in your, any mix, etc. While in the previous three, this thing as such, you try to determine which is variable factor or a factor which is dominating your sale or, positively driving your sale, etc. By playing certain, conditional, changing them into test marketing arena, and then trying to see the result of it. under the business to business, there is alpha testing and beta testing, etc. So alpha testing is like a testing that you do in an environment similar what could be at the consumer's end, at your end. And in the sense, you are doing this at your risk, at your end, creating an environment which is kind of more or less similar to what it is in the consumer's end. While the beta testing is the consumer is taken into confidence, consumers agree to your fact that, you know, this is a new change product that you have brought in. They are aware of risk and the advantage or etc. They agree that, you know, your person can be with them at premise and study the change, etc. So when that detailing happens and consumer agree to it, that's the beta test marketing. It has its own advantage and disadvantage. While first could help you to maintain confidentiality, low cost, etc., the second one, your confidentiality may be out in the market, and a competitor will know what exactly you are trying to bring in, time consuming, costly, etc. So that's the fallout of a beta test marketing approach. Now, areas of interest for company in test marketing could be any one of this, understand consumer traits, the frequency of their purchase, whether they buy monthly, fortnightly, weekly, whatever, weakness of the strength and weakness of the channel, the media and its effectiveness, etc. Creative communications and impact of communication, the offer, the representation, the way it is represented, etc. What drives consumers' interest, various things. Positioning can be determined, whether your positioning is working, whether you are, it is helping you to differentiate and stand out, etc. And at the end, the effectiveness, whether all this thing is leading to the desired effectiveness, whether it is yielding you desired number of leads, footfalls, etc. at your network, and whether it is generating the expected sales. Limitations of the test marketing could be also many. Few I have kind of covered out here. Cost is a very important aspect, and because you have to actually implement your marketing mix various aspects, and therefore that's costly. In that fourth type of test marketing, which is actual test marketing in a limited offer area, your advertising, promotion, various things, you will have to do it. Therefore, it's a damn costly activity. Needs time. Therefore, there's a lead time between your national launch and this thing is high. It may delay your national launch also, depending on the reaction from the market, etc. Lack of projectivity. Many times the marketing manager are not able to project results on a national level. Though the test market may indicate certain things, but ability to really foresee that the same result will be available when it is launched as a national level brings a lot of difficulty for the management to go ahead and launch the product nationally. Environmental factors like economy, competition, which has not probably affected during the test marketing, but it has come as a forefront, you know, now. So what do we do? So some said, like, test marketing in India, we are today in the month of August 2019, where all round recession has been heard about. Some test marketing which was done in, say, like 6 months before or 3 months before, where everything was buoyant. Now, if the product is actually introduced at a national level, will the same result come or not is a big question mark. So that's the environmental impact, etc. Whether competition will not react to you when you come. So competition during test market, you might have been able to circumvent your being visible to them. But the moment you declare national launch and you come in for the market, it is not that competition may need so long a time. They may come out with various weapons that they have in their armory to hamper your introduction, growth, and impact on their sale, etc. So they may start with the price war. They may then later introduce technology. They may bring new mix, etc. So that's the how this is handled. There are costs involved in test marketing. Therefore, it is briefly discussed out here. Direct costs, there are plenty of direct costs that comes in because you actually do things. And so right from prototypes of the product to like advertisements, commercial distribution, POPs and, margins and those things, sampling that you have to create to do the test marketing, etc. couponing and various aspects that you do to promote your product and material at the sales point and all. So there are a lot of direct costs involved in this, and indirect costs are deployment of the surplus forces, additional sales cost and sales time that goes behind, opportunity cost of sales lost. Yani. So you are taking 6 months to test market. If in this 6 months, if it is launched at national level, you have lost that revenue. But they call this as an opportunity because it's also a risk at the same time. So you lose on opportunity, revenue, possibility to, of an adverse impact on the other product or service in case of the failure of the test marketing, etc. Test marketing, it comes out with the negative, this thing. It may put a question mark on your future growth plans, etc. So that's some of the limitation. You know, there's some of the indirect cost also, you know, that you have to associate yourself with when you do the test marketing. When to test market, it's like what you need to know, the time that is the best time doing this test market, the periodicity that you will need to really understand the test market. So that's how you back work and speed. Yani. Time being this thing, that speed at which you can do this, yani, not allowing competition, because even that time lag that you have accounted for, you should be damn confident that the competition will not be able to come out with yani, the alternative product. So that's the challenge that one need to really work on. Yani. And place of test market, either major markets or replica market, etc. One need to know whether you really do it in major market or there is a replica market that one can. In my area, one or two decade back, test marketing used to happen in say like Pune, Bhopal, etc. Because they are considered as a replica market to the major city market, etc. So result there was considered as a valid result across the national market. So we have understood overall what is test marketing. We come to what you call the retail audit. Retail audit is a technique, again, one of the techniques, standardized one of the technique for conducting a specific nature of research. Yani. This research, this technique leads to more accurate and realistic feedback because it directly deals with the product. Now, retail audit as this thing means, you have chain of retail stores logged into your system. Logged in, when I say, may not be internet or IT wise. It is like they are on your panel. Then you work out a way that how you will monitor their sale happening at their counter on a daily or whatever basis. How will you monitor what they sell, why they are able to sell, etc. Your product, competition product. It's like a range of product, you can say. In a standardized model, a certain standard, very fast-moving consumer goods are on the panel. Yani. Now, different companies can use it. Yani. So, like Cadbury sale can be tracked by not only Cadbury India, but Nestle India also, etc. So, they all buy that retail audit report. So, therefore, it's a very standardized report where various standards or homogeneous product groups are considered. And the audit reveals certain pattern. Many retail store audit functions are challenged by resource, budget, limitation, multiple business locations, etc. There are certain challenges that one need to really overcome. However, with the technology advancement, this is also getting feasible. With the advent of the sophisticated technology, the gap between the manufacturer and the retailer this thing has widened. Retail audit attempts to bridge that gap. Yani. In early days, what this trying to say is that the consumers were closer to manufacturer. Means manufacturers had their ways and means of hearing their consumers, knowing their consumers through the trade channel, etc. With the digitalization and virtualization, distance between the both two, consumers and the manufacturers, have grown much. But technology is helping now to them. Yani. So, we will study this as we move forward. Yani, objective of retail audit is, store audit is like the demand of a particular product. You understand what is moving, test and preferences of consumers, changes within their lifestyle related changes, if at all, fashion pickups and also trend wise, changes that is happening. Determine promotional strategies depending on the popularity and the movement, etc. So, these are some of the things that can be the objective of the retail store audit. we touch base on the methodology. Step one means we'll go step by step. Major cities and towns all over the country are selected. So retailers are selected, followed by retailers are now given a task to do. In the beginning of starting of the retail audit, in the beginning of the month, they provide you with the inventory data of all the products or the chosen homogeneous groups of products. They over a period also give you the close month data for the same. So at beginning of the month and end of the month, the inventory monitoring is a very essential part. Data collected and analyzed will throw certain figures, what is sold, how much is sold, etc. And then the variation thereof, the brand wise, the pack size wise, the amount wise, etc. So that's how the variation thereof can be tracked. Collected data, which is a factual data, therefore it is free of subjective influences. So step three is therefore important. So there are three step process. Opening, closing inventory, monitor the collect this data, monitor the change, and present the findings. Benefits of the retail audit is to the manufacturers or all for FMCG producers, etc. Because in real time manner, free of subjective influence, goods movement, pack size movement, brand movement, etc. are noticed, around which if manufacturer layers it with the start of promotion, end of promotion related to the see the sale jump or sale reduction, etc., or competition sale jump, competition sale reduction, lot of important this thing can come out that will help you to modify your current marketing mix, influence the competitive positioning, etc., and improvise your success rate. So those who really analyze and understand this and take a quick decisions of on a marketing mix can really garner benefit to their favor, because all has to do with the consumer behavior, consumer way of buying, a change in the consumer preferences, attitudes, and image about your brand, etc., that is influencing them availability of substitute products and whatnot. If you are able to monitor this well, you are able to take corrective actions. Consumer panels, and that's another way of doing one of the technique that is done. On one hand, you had a retailer. On the other hand, you have consumers. Consumers become part of your research channel. They allow you an access to be part of your research methodology. Having done that, the objective is that the qualitative feedback is more important. And therefore, consumer panel differentiates this from the retail store audit is that in that it is a very quantitative in nature, without really then understanding whys and all this thing, which is linked to behavioral in consumer. This can come out. They provide an access to your qualitative nature of feedback like taste, preferences, etc., brand loyalties, and preferences, and the way to choose, what they evaluate to choose, etc., can be determined. They operate by the manufacturers. These are the areas who generally use this consumer panels. Size and all depends on the fund available, the importance of that finding, whether you are doing regularly or once in a while. All those things determines the significance and importance of it. Methodology is like you decide and a panel, empanelment happens. Consumers are allowed to be a member. Members are trained and they are been given task to do every day, morning, evening, whatever. They have been given forms, formats, or diaries, or nowadays apps and all, in which they feed in the data. This data is tracked and collated at a research agency end, and this they can probably video record their buying journey, etc. So all this thing is fed as a data to the research agency. When they analyze it, they get the various insights about where consumer behave, why he behaves in that manner, what influences him, what triggered him buying a specific product, etc. Probably the outcome of the consumer research highlights few areas. Estimate of the retail sales you can really bring out, depending on this behavioral change, depending on the preference change, depending on lifestyle related change, etc. Various this thing can be used to derive a quantitative estimates. Purchasing a brand of a particular seller and a number of family purchasing, so you will come to know acceptance of your product, brand, etc. Trends in retail, purchase of by old customers, you can divide this and purchase by the new customers. So these are the things that you will come to know: repeated purchase, new trial purchase, change in frequency of purchase, various things, and promotion led purchase. So all the price sensitivity led purchase, etc. So these things are the one which will the key highlights of an utility of a consumer panel research. Then comes the opinion poll. During 2019, we all have heard this word. I'm sure none of you are unaware about what is opinion poll. During election time, various TV channels have recruited various research agency to put in an opinion panel, yani opinion, yani which party will win, how many seats, yani. This is generally done based on the exit interviews. So when you come out of the polling booth, there are interviewers who asked you whom you voted, etc. And that has been extrapolated because you cannot ask so many million Indian citizens. It is done in certain number, in certain constituencies, etc. And then it has been extrapolated to derive that BJP will get how many seats, Congress will get how many seats. And you could see far reaching variations. Some party was talking about BJP not getting the desired minimum. BJP will be falling short than the previous 2014 number. And some opinion polls were talking about them winning, thumping 330 and, you know, this thing. And eventually that happened. It's like a very important subject where you want to build the opinion. When you want to know the opinion, etc., you get into what you call opinion polls. What you need to know is the sampling criteria, whom to meet, questionnaire, sampling, as I told you, unit size and availability, etc., questionnaire design. Then you tabulate the data, analyze, interpret and present. So again, these are the same research process applied to opinion polls. Who could conduct this opinion poll? Either government generally conducts, media, institutional educations, etc., political parties, NGOs and all, they conduct this kind of an opinion poll where they want to hear and know what masses think about. So that's when the opinion polls are generally conducted. Desired necessity in any opinion poll, yane, what must be present, as they say. There's to be an interesting topic to participate. Needs wider geographical coverage. Therefore, the size of the sample is generally have to be large. Availability of the time has to be there. Intense many times, because the polling and dates and all were out. And that's the time when this media and the research agency got together and conducted. So time is a very important factor. Budget and what will determine the opinion, right opinion, unbiased opinion, etc. So the parameters are, you know, kind of determined to conduct the opinion poll.